friendship should be a special schus for Rami Marasi Sheyechiu. The Nishma Smar sister Masur Shmuel, schus Moshe de Peshadina, Ritzu Benet, Rami Yezu Ben Esther. And the Nishma Surbio of Pinchas Halev, Rabiakwa Shlomer and Dov Bear. The Gemara and Baba Basra, Lamed Bez and Bez, tells us about a certain man who was on, sitting on land, and then another man came up to me and said, "What are you doing on this land? It's mine." And he said, "Here's the shtar. I bought it." And the other person said, "Ma pitom, it's a shtar mizuyef, it's a counterfeit shtar." So the person on the land said to the rabbi, he whispered, "Listen, it's true. It happens to be a shtar mizuyef. The only thing is I had a good shtar, and I lost it. So instead, I took this shtar. I figured I'll have something. But really, I had a shtar. So this land is really mine." So he has a point when he says that. It's not a good shtar. He has a point when he says that it's not a good shtar, but I really had a good shtar, so the land is mine. It's a very interesting case. What would be the din here? So, according to Rabba, he's believed. He is a malo l'shaker. He could have lied and said that it's a good shtar, but since he didn't lie, but since he said that I had a good shtar and this happens to be a shtar, not a good shtar, but I figured I'll bring anything, even the invalid shtar, he's believed with amigo that he could have said it was a valid shtar, and instead he told the truth and he said it's not a valid shtar, but I had a valid shtar. Yosef says, "What are you samech on? You're samech on this shtar. This shtar is mamish cheres. This shtar is nothing. So you can't rely on the shtar." So the Rush brings a machlokas. He brings Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rif. Well, that it's not mamish a shtar mezuyif. The Gemara says shtar is zayfa. It's a shtar mezuyif. That's not mamish a shtar mezuyif. So if it's a shtar mezuyif, even Rab would agree it's no good. Talk about a shtar amana. Shtar amana is a shtar that you're not allowed to write, that you're writing it, the various opinions in the Rishonim, so that afterwards you can use it to borrow money, or in order that you should look rich. In order that you should look like you're not rich because you have the shtar that says you owe so much money to someone else. But it's not mamish shtar mizuyif. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. There's a machlokas Rav Yosef. But it's mamish shtar mizuyif, there's really nothing to talk about. The Rashbam holds even if it's mamish shtar mizuyif. The Rabbah still holds that he can collect. He's believed, and the land is his. And the Rush doesn't understand what's the problem. Why is a mezuyif any different than shtar amana? Shtar amana is no good, and a shtar mezuyif is no good. So why did the Rishonim make a chiluk and say, not the Rashbam, the other Rishonim, Rav Haigon, Chananel, the Rif, why do they make a chiluk between a shtar amana and a shtar mezuyif? Say a shtar mezuyif, everyone agrees he's not believed, but if it's shtar amana, then Rabbah holds that he can collect based on his story that he had a good shtar and it got lost, and therefore he's using this shtar amana. That's the kasha. So Marina Rav Abba Berman Zatzal explains as follows. It says in the Gemara later on that Rabbi and Kuf Chof Ches Amit Beis of Abasra that Shalach Le Rabbi Abba Le Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama Amosi Shtarcho v'chaver amavro l'mon frati klom v'lomer prati mechze v'edem min shepar kula reza nishba v'goy v'mechze min achasim min echarim avon moshu abadim lo damri anana edim samchin. In a very interesting case, somebody's Motzi Shtarcho v'chavera, somebody takes out a Shtarcho and his friend, and the Malva says that I wasn't paid anything. It says $1,000, you still owe me the whole foul. The Lova says I paid you $500. The Edom say you paid the whole $1,000. What's the din? He swears that he doesn't owe the other $500. And then the Malva can be Gove Mechza Menachasim B'nei Chorin. The Malvez Gove half from unencumbered lands, but not from encumbered lands that already belong to someone else. Because the Amri on an Edim Samchinan. Because the people holding on to the land can say, we're Samich on the Edim. And what do the Edim say? The Edim say that he paid the whole thing. So Mapitani is coming and taking my land when Edim say that he paid the whole thing and he doesn't owe you half a penny. So the Lov admitted that he owes half. But the people who own the land can say, we're Samech on the Edom. So therefore, what do? You collect from Nechasin B'nei Chorin, unencumbered lands. You go to the Lov's property and you take from those lands. That's the case in the Gemara. Tosis writes, Dibur Maschil Nishba, Nero Lerida Lahachi Naman V'Shavua Mishim L'Chashiva K'mil V'Alpe. He's believed, and Lov is believed with the Shavua because it's like a Mil V'Alpe. Shredim Rim Shishtar Perua, because Edom say that the Shtar was paid off. V'Arav Dol Dvar V'Edom P'sulim Shrei Makhishim. So he holds the Edom are possibly, he's denying them. He's contradicting them. Romish Chayiv Mechza, and he says, I owes half. V'Kol Mokom Shtar Anam Skai Ma'idea Da'asa V'Lo Kam V'Hakam R'Depar Mechza. Nevertheless, the Shtar is Miskayim with his Hodah, and he says that he paid half. In other words, it's like a Pesha Asar. Because he's saying that it is a good Shtar, and just that he paid half already. But in the half he said that he didn't pay, he has to pay. It's like a Pesha Asar. The Edom say paid the whole thing, but he says I didn't pay half. We have to understand Tosis. Why did Tosis say that it's like a mil val peh? Why is he Naman Vishvua? Because it's like a verbal loan. No, it's we have a Pesha Asar. He's really saying that the shtar is a good shtar. Just that he paid half of it. So why does Tosfos say, dafka, that it's a mil val peh? So it would appear that we have to make the following chakira in the din of Hadas Baal Din. Hadas Baal Din is better than 100 Edim. Does this mean that there are no more Edim? Since his Hodah is better than 100 Edim, so we view it as if there are no Edim. There are no Edim. What do we say now? There are Edim, just Beis Din has to follow him, and not follow the Edim. And these two tzadim would be two sides of the question of whether we have, the Lova has, a Pesha Asar or not. Does the Lova have a Pesha Asar here? So it would appear that the union of a Pesha Asar is only when he's the one who answers. In other words, the Nanamanis is Al Piv. But in a case that anyway there's Nanamanis, there's just something external that's preventing us from accepting the Nanamanis, and then this Lova removes the Mania, what's preventing us, that's not a Pesha Asar, because after the Silicon Mania, we judge it based on the Ne'emanus Mitzad Atzma. And therefore, if we say that even vis-a-vis him, Beis Din has Eidim, just Beis Din has to follow him, and not the Eidim, but there are Eidim. So it emerges that what? That the Shtar Mitzal Atzmo is a Shtar Pasul, because the Eidim are saying that it's a Shtar Pasul. So if you say that there are Eidim, then that means that this Shtar is a Shtar Pasul for the Eidim, and we take them into account. Just he's Mekayim the Shtar, because the Beis Din has to relate to him the Fi Hoda Kfi Hoda Asa, according to his admission that the Eidim are Pasul and the Shtar is Kosher. And since the Shtar is Meskayim Rak Al Piv, it's a Pesha Asa, right? Because since inherently there are Eidim here, we just don't follow them, we follow him. And what are the Eidim saying? The Eidim are saying that the Shtar is not a good Shtar. So if that's the case, who's the one being Mekayim the Shtar? Just him. And we say a Pesha Asa or a Pesha Hitir. He's saying it's a good Shtar, and he's also saying he paid a part of it, but he's saying it's a good Shtar. So it's all based on him. The kashrus of the Shtar is all predicated on his words. Since the kashrus of the Shtar is predicated on his words, he's the Pesha Asar. It's all him. So he's also Naman Pesha Hua Pesha Hitir. He's also Naman to say that he paid half. Mashenken, if we say that Behodaz Baldein Neged Eidim, we say the Eidim are meaningless, the Eidim are rendered null and void, we don't take them into account at all. So then the Shtar is not Miskayim Al Piv. He just passes the Eidim. And Mimela, the Shtar itself is Mitzan Atzmo Kosher. There are no Eidim to passel the Shtar. So since there aren't Eidim, it's a good valid Shtar, and there are no Eidim passeling the Shtar, so we say that the Shtar Mitzan Atzmo is Kosher. So is Himakai in the Shtar? No, the Shtar Mitzan Atzmo is Kosher. He just removes the Eidim from passeling it. Since the Shtar is a Miskayim Al Piv, you can't say there's a Pesha Aser here. And therefore he wouldn't be believed to say that he pays half against the Shtar Ma'alya. We have a good Shtar here. When can you say Apesha Asar? Only when it's predicated on him. The Kashrus is predicated on him. And that's if we say that we, the Eidim, we take them into account. They pass with the Shtar, and then he overrides them. He's Machshir the Shtar. But if you say that, no, you don't take the Eidim into account at all, he's erasing the Eidim, and the Shtar is the default is that the Shtar is a Shtar Kosher. I bazai that the Shtar is a Shtar Kosher. There's no Apesh Asar anymore. So why are we believing to say he paid half? We have in front of us a Shtar Kosher that says he owes the whole thing. So based on this, we can understand Tosis very well. The Tosis originally said, Tchilas Devrayim, why is he Naman B'Shvua? Because it's like a milval peh. Because the Eidim are made that the Shtar is poor. In other words, Tosis is holding now that Bados Baldin. The Beis Din has Eidim. Just the Beis Din has to follow him. But there are Eidim. And therefore the Shtar Mitzad Atzmo is a Shtar Puzzle. The Shtar is a Shtar Puzzle. Because the Beis Din have Eidim who say that it's a Shtar Parua. So it emerges that even Klapav, even vis-a-vis him, the Lova, is considered Milval Peh, because the Shtar Mitzad Atzmo is a Shtar Pasul. So it's Taka like a Milval Peh. It's a Shtar Pasul, and he's coming to say that, all right, no Shtar here, but I owe something. I owe half the money. Okay, like a Milval Peh. And then afterwards Tosis adds that Ba'afak avdol dvar ve'edim sulim shoy makrishim v'omer shechayiv mechtzim mikol makom shtayim miskama de'ad osa v'okamer Akamra the Paramechza, meaning that even according to his words, the Edom are puzzled because he's makrish them, and he says he owes half. And if so, the Beis Din has to follow his Hodah, that the Shtar is in fact the Shtar Kasher. Nevertheless, since the Shtar Mitzad Atzma is a Shtar puzzle, because of the Edom, so it emerges that the Shtar is only Miskayim Ayde Hodasa. And therefore it's a Pesha Asar. And that's why he's believed to say Paramechza. So first Tosfos says that the Shtar is completely out, because the Edom passed the Shtar. And therefore it's like a Milval Peh. And then Tosfos says, no, really the Shtar is in. And then Tosa says that even according to his words, the Edom are puzzled, because he says he owes half. And if so, the Beis Din has to follow his Hodah, that the Shtar is kosher. Nevertheless, you're right, you have to follow him. But since the Shtar is Be'etzim puzzled, why is it Be'etzim puzzled? Because there are Edom here, there are Edom who puzzle the Shtar. So it emerges that the Shtar is Miskayim Ayidei Hodasa. So you have a Pesh Asar. So in the first part of Tosis they were saying that the Shtar is out, the Edom pass of the Shtar, and we just believe him, it's like a Milval Peh. And it says, yeah, but he holds that the Edom are puzzled, it's Makrish the Edom, because he says that he owes half. And therefore, he is now Makayim the Shtar. Not like a Milval Peh anymore, he's the one Makayim the Shtar. By saying that he owes half, that it was a good Shtar, he just paid half of it off. But the Yesod is in Tosfos that we do take the Edom into account. And we do view the Shtar as a Shtar Pasel. So first it's a Shtar Pasel, therefore it's like a Milval Peh. And then it's a Shtar Pasel, but he's Makayim the Shtar. And therefore he has to pay half. And Tosfos is coming to exclude, to preclude from the opinion that we shouldn't say there are no Edom here at all. If we say there are no Edom here at all, Ein Ashtar Miskayim Al Piv. If there are no Edom here at all, he's not the one being Mekayim the Shtar. He only removed the Edom who passed the Shtar. And then the default is that the Shtar is kosher on its own. But the point of Tosfos is that the Shtar is not kosher on its own. The only way this Shtar is going to have any validity is because he's Makshir the Shtar. Because there are Edom here. And therefore the Shtar is a Shtar puzzle. Because they say the whole thing was paid off. Just he came along and he's Makshir the Edom. So he's Makshir the Shtar. Since he's Makshir the Shtar, you have a Pesha Asar here. He says the kosher is Shtar, but he says he paid half. So that's Pshat and Tosfos. And Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will continue forward and ultimately get to the Hezber B'Divrei HaRishonim. Their machlokas is it only talking about a shtar, a mana, or even like the Rashbam says, a shtar mizuyuf mamish. So, Mir Tashem, hopefully we'll do that in the next year. Shalom, shalom.